This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. You know, there's a lot of things that go on in a lot of different ways that undermine what we try to do as far as just trying to keep the country together and just trying to, you know, be constitutional. And in a lot of cases, sometimes it has to do with what we're fed about something like COVID-19, and sometimes it may have to do with what Republicans are doing. And joining us now, he is a writer for American Thinker. He's also a doctor, Dr. Brian June Depth. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you. You pronounced the name pretty well. That's good.
Well, my last name is Frady, and you can't imagine how many different ways I've heard that pronounced over the course of my time. It's just, you know, five letters, and so I try very hard to get it right if I can.
Yeah, no, that's you did good. So
thank
congrats.
You. Thank you very much. Let's talk about your latest article, because one of the things that's bugging me, and I've heard theories about one of the reasons that the Supreme Court, for example, rejected the Texas lawsuit is that they might have been intimidated with court packing. Now, that's one thing I've heard about. And of course, sure. they like being exclusive nine, the special nine, and everything else. But the ones that were actually doing that intimidation, of course, were Democrats. But what we didn't see is we didn't see a Republican cross the floor and punch Charles Schumer in the mouth.
That's
for
true.
Threatening the Supreme Court. You wrote a very good article. Tell me about how the Republicans undermine the process, please.
Well, the biggest problem is they don't have much fight in them. They're very happy to go along to get along, reach across the aisle, compromise, Robert's Rules of Orders, that sort of thing. They're not fighters. And they don't unify. There's always one that wants to be the maverick, John McCain, and kind of stand out from the pack and be different. Whereas Democrats, they're always unified, whatever the issue. They all come together, whether they care about it or not. They fight as a unit. They're a team. And Republicans are not a team. They're kind of a bunch of prima donnas. And Mitt Romney decides he's going to step off the reservation and vote to have President Trump removed from office. He's the only Republican that voted for conviction on one of the counts of impeachment. The Democrats are all unified. They don't do that. So that's a big difference.
Now, you mentioned Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
And I remember when Paul Ryan first ascended to sort of I don't know what it is about the Republican side, but since the Tea Party time, it seems like Republicans that come out, you can have one little soundbite out there and you become a star. Right, I live in South Carolina, and right now everybody thinks that the saving grace of the Republican Party in 2024 is going to be Nikki Haley. And I got bad news for him. I got bad news because Nikki is not that far removed from a Mitt Romney issue.
That's correct. That's not going to be a saving grace by any means. But yeah, the Paul Ryan types, they've opposed Trump. These people don't like Trump. You got to know that Trump is not part of the club. It's like George Carlin said, it's a big club and you ain't in it. And that's how they view Trump. He didn't pay his dues. He's an outsider. He's from the wrong side of the tracks. This is a guy that's never been in politics, never run for political office. And the first office he ran for, he won. And the biggest of all. That's like an unknown athlete entering the Olympics and winning a gold medal. That kind of thing just doesn't happen. And that's set a lot of people off. But it's just, in their view, not right. You have to pay your dues. You have to rise through the ranks.
Now, do you think...
He didn't do.
About the other thing that I thought that Trump did, and you tell me what you think about this, I think he also showed that you don't have to go through all of this rigmarole to get something done. You just have to go out and start doing it and then do it till it's complete. And while you're doing it, keep doing it and don't stop doing it until it's complete. And all of this other stuff, all of this incremental, slow, glacial roll that the Republicans have done over time, he sort of completely threw that out the window, didn't he?
Well, you look at the Never Trumps. You look at the kind of the commentary class, the Bill Kristols, Max Boots, George Wills, the so-called conservative think tank types. They've been talking about stuff for decades. Trump got into office, and he did everything they talked about. And yet they're pissed at him. They hate him. They despise him. Why? Because, as you said, he's getting stuff done. And he's doing it in a businessman's way, efficient, without fanfare. He's looking at a problem, analyzing it, and getting it done. And that's something these guys, they've been talking for decades. They have their newsletters, they have their cruises, their think tanks, their TV shows, but they accomplish absolutely nothing. What has Bill Kristol accomplished? What has he ever done to benefit working Americans, any Americans? All he's done is made a name for himself. And here's Trump. He's getting in there and getting stuff done. And he's doing all that they've talked about but never accomplished. And there's elected Republicans, too. How many Republicans in Congress have talked a good game but accomplished very little? Yeah. Mitt Romney hasn't been there that long, but what's he accomplished? Nothing. What really did Paul Ryan do as Speaker? Yeah, they got a tax cut through, but that's it. Everything else, they goofed up and didn't accomplish.
Right.
They didn't investigate anything. They didn't repeal Obamacare despite promises. How many Republicans run for office, talk about conservative judges, repealing Obamacare, reducing regulations, lowering taxes? And what do? They get in there and they don't do that. Or they do the opposite. Trump gets in there and does it. He comes at it very pragmatically from a businessman's perspective. Says, this is the problem. This is the solution. And this is how we get from problem to solution. And does it without monkeying around or just empty talk. And they resent that because they're unable to do that or unwilling to do that or don't have the wherewithal to do that. And that frustrates them. So they take out their anger on Trump.
Because he makes them look bad.
Makes them look ineffectual.
Yeah.
Makes them look weak. Because they're in the club. They're in the big club. George Carlin's big club. They're part of it. They've paid their dues. They're in the halls of power of D.C. and they get invited to the cocktail parties. But they accomplish, actually, next to nothing. When Trump comes in, he's an outsider. He's not interested in, he doesn't need their approval. He doesn't need puff pieces in the Washington Post. He doesn't need to be invited to cocktail parties. He just gets in and he does the job. And he's nonstop working.
Yeah. Hang on for me, if you would. If you would, please, doctor. You can find Dr. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. You can find Dr. June Depp's work at American Thinker, where he has a plethora of an archive there. I would suggest going and looking at it because it's all pertinent to today. We'll be right back with more from Dr. June Depp. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking to Dr. Brian June Depp. He is a writer at American Thinker, Rasmussen Reports, and a few other places. You are a physician, and I've been dying to speak to a physician about this simply because I've been quite puzzled. Because I know that in 244 years, the United States has gone through 12 pandemics. And try as I might, I cannot find any indication that in any of the other pandemics that we have known about, that we thought it was a smoking hot idea to try to hide from it and delay the inevitable.
That's correct. This has been treated like no other pandemic. You're correct.
So how much of this, like when I had John Lott on the show, Dr. John Lott, the economist, and we were talking about mail-in voting, his position was that they had used COVID-19 as a fear tool, a fear wedge, to help enable mail-in voting, which the entire world knows is a fraudulent vehicle. And, I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, if you were to set out to get President Trump out of office, prevent him from being reelected, and usher in the Great Reset or whatever you want to call it, New World Order, globalism, how would you go about doing it? And if you look at what's happened over the past year, that's the perfect blueprint. You create fear, you destroy the economy, you destroy the morale of America, you shut down businesses, you put masks on people, dehumanizing them, you put the fear of God into everybody, and then you get a vaccine out there that becomes kind of your transport paper. They've planned this out and done it quite effectively with, I think, that goal in mind. How could you have done it any better? Trump was cruising to re-election based on a strong economy. And how best to destroy the economy than by shutting the country down? We've never done that. We've never approached a viral pandemic that way. You can run from this virus, you cannot hide from it. And I can certainly understand in the very early days, 15 days to slow the spread or flatten the curve. We didn't know what we were dealing with, how many cases. So for the sake of prudence, you take a short pause and regroup and see what's happening. Well, we got through that, but the shutdowns never ended. You look now, this is 9 months into this, and New York is closing indoor dining. New York got hit hard. I would imagine most of New York has herd immunity already. Yet, here they are going through the same process again. And what's the purpose of that? What's the gain from that? Other than destroying their economy.
Have you ever looked at... You ever looked at Cloward and Piven? Is this the perfect Cloward and Piven opportunity for them?
Yes, I wrote about that once upon a time, but it very much is. It's creating absolute chaos to the point where an aggressive or tyrannical government can just come in and do whatever they want. It kind of gives them carte blanche to do that. And if the Democrats get control of Congress and the White House, which they may very well be on track to do, and that was the kind of the subject of my article this morning, is that it's now or never. There is no next time. We'll get them next time. We'll make sure there's no election fraud next time. Problem is, there won't be a next time. They get in there; they will never lose power again, and Republicans become irrelevant.
I don't know that you've ever written about this, but let me ask you this: I know that I'm a Second Amendment advocate, and I know that some of the anti-gunners are out there. They've always said this: in order for the progressive agenda to go forward, they have to disarm us, which is a logistical impossibility at this particular point. So. Despite that, they seem to be pressing forward, and all of this dependence that they want us to be, where they're pushing most of these people to be dependent upon the government to bail them out and to supply their needs and take care of them, comes at a time You know, a lot of people are looking at the dollar saying this is not going to be the world currency anymore and all these other things. They've sort of waited late in the game to try to make this gambit. And it almost seems like, okay, so they finally figured out how to snatch it. But how on earth are they going to hold on to it?
Well, that's a good question. And that's if they can only hold on to it if they've co-opted the military and they have military and law enforcement on their side to enforce it, which I don't think they do. But
no, they've thrown law enforcement under the bus.
You have a lot of, you know, parade generals and those types in charge of the military now that would be very...
I'm not a big generals fan. I don't like generals.
The crystal and like that are happy to go along with that sort of thing.
Well, they're ex-generals, though. I mean, they would not be in any position to get out there. They no longer hold rank. They're retired. So they talk a lot, though, without a doubt. Mattis and McChrystal and all those yahoos, they talk an awful lot. And that's the problem, though, is that there's a bunch of veterans that look at them, and they look at them with a lot of disdain.
I don't know the, you know, current makeup of the upper brass of the military, and if they would do something, you know, if it came to literally a civil war. And that's really where we're headed. And what is the goal? Even if it's unwinnable, if you look at it from the perspective of foreign influence. So hypothetically, there's a country out there that wants to dominate the world. And we're the world power now, economically, military, and everything else. You can't attack such a country and destroy them.
Nope.
And destroy them from within. What better way to do that than to make a 50-50 split in terms of ideology, that half the country doesn't like the other half and have nothing in common with them?
Not looking around, not situationally aware. We're coming up on the next break, Doc. If you would, please hold on for me. Dr. Brian Junideff, sure. He is a Denver-based physician and freelance writer for American Thinker, Rasmussen Reports, and a bunch of other places. You can follow him on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Parler, and Quadverum, which I've never heard of. Maybe you could tell me about that when we get back. And I follow him real religiously at AmericanThinker.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is cheering the news that a coronavirus vaccine is being administered across the United States on Monday.
All along the way, it's been a heroic, resilient American people fighting and winning this battle, with the government providing smart, targeted, and essential support to sustain them.
Speaking on the Senate floor Monday, the Kentucky Republican noting that Congress has not held up on its end of the bargain to deliver another coronavirus stimulus bill. President-elect Joe Biden is taking another big step toward the White House. Election results are being certified all across the country, including Pennsylvania.
The electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden for President of the United States.
Brian Fitzgerald announcing the results. USA Radio News. If your Gmail was a bit sluggish on Monday, you're not alone.
Multiple Google services and websites, including YouTube, Gmail, Google Assistant, and Google Docs, were down for about an hour on Monday morning after being hit with a widespread outage. Reports started coming in about 6:55 a.m. Eastern. Google said the problem was fixed for the vast majority of users just before 8 a.m. Eastern. The outage was worldwide. We verified through Down Detector that Google services issues were detected in the United States, United Kingdom, Netherlands, and Japan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Trump signed an executive order that closes all federal agencies and departments for their employees on Christmas Eve. It's the third year in a row the president has given federal employees the day off. The order further stipulates that the director of the Office of Personnel Management shall take such actions that may be necessary to implement the measure. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Dr. Brian Jundeff. He is a writer at American Thinker and Rasmussen Reports and a few other places. And I've read the stories and everything when I was a kid, you know, about Washington, how they wanted to make him king, and he turned down that ultimate power not once, not twice, but three times. Do you find, when you look, you wrote an article about Trump being the loneliest man on the planet. Do you find him surprising as far as the way he regards the country? I mean, you know, when we were seeing him, when he was doing cameos on Home Alone and everything else, everybody thought he was this brash sort of playboy kind of guy and everything. But as president, he's really sort of been surprising, hasn't he?
He has. People that have... you know, met him, worked with him, say he's a kind person, he's compassionate, he listens, he's thoughtful, everything opposite of how the media portrays him. And yeah, he is lonely. He's got a unique attitude of looking at what's best for the country rather than himself. Look at your typical politician. They go into public office on a government salary and come out multimillionaire. You know, look at Obama. Obama had a very left-wing political agenda as well as his own personal enrichment. Now he's living like a king. Joe Biden, he paid, I don't know, $3-4 million in taxes. That means he had to earn 3-4 times that amount. How does he have that much wealth on the government salary as a vice president, whatever he makes, $400,000 a year, $300,000, whatever it is. You don't earn money like that for 8 years and then, you know, have a net worth of $20 million. The numbers don't add up. Harry Reid, others. Trump is unique. He's lost money. His businesses have lost money. He's donating his salary. He's motivated by good intentions. He wants what's best for the country, short-term and long-term. Lousy trade deals, China's dominance. He talked about that. This is an interview of Trump by Oprah when he was much younger. You know, that must have been 20, 30 years ago. A very young-looking Donald Trump. Sounds exactly like he does now. Talking about immigration and trade and nationalism. Not nationalism in a bad way. Nationalism is putting America first. Every country should put their interests first. That's what countries do. And if they all come to things from that perspective, doing what's best for the country first rather than personally, good things will happen. If they put themselves first, then you're going to have bad things happen. And that's what Trump is cleaning up after decades of this. Clintons to the Bushes to Obama, Congress, they haven't put America's interests first. They put their interests first. They're part of the ruling class, the elites, and they've used government to enrich themselves personally, professionally. It's about power and profit, and that's what these people are after.
Yeah.
And Trump has been the exception to that. He's not been about that. And it's a shame if he doesn't get a second term and doesn't get to finish his agenda. I'm still of the thought that he's going to be the one inaugurated on January 20th, but I seem to be in the minority thinking that way. But I'm sticking to it.
Well,
until you prove me wrong, then, you know. My prediction is as good as anybody else's.
Well, you know, one thing that was...
He wouldn't be doing this. He's not one that likes to lose. He doesn't go into this with the attitude that he's going to lose. He's been talking about electoral fraud for years now. He signed an executive order 2 years ago about declaring a national emergency about foreign influence in our elections. Why would he do that 2 years ago? Now that we're seeing evidence of it, do nothing about it? Attorney General Barr is gone. Maybe good riddance, you know. Barr, despite all the hoopla, he didn't seem to produce a whole lot. Spygate, Obamagate, call it what you want. What's been the result of that? Where's the reckoning on that? You've got one mid-level FBI lawyer that's getting sentenced this week. That's it. Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Strzok. Comey's got a teaching gig at Columbia Law School. Peter Strzok is teaching at Georgetown. They're all writing books. They all have paid consultancies on CNN or MSNBC. Andrew Weissman is on MSNBC. Where's the reckoning for these people that they've done wrong? They've abused the powers of government. They've abused the FISA process. They illegally spied on president. That's sedition. And where's the reckoning for that? Even Barr called it out. But what's he done? A lot of nothing. Yeah, he appointed Durham as a special counsel. So what? Biden can fire Durham on the first day in office. He'll have that power. And who's going to do anything about it? Remember when Mueller was investigating Trump, the position of the Democrats was Trump even tweeting anything negative about Mueller and calling it a witch hunt. That was impeachable. That was obstructing justice. So Joe Biden will just fire him. Say it's a witch hunt. It's politically motivated. We got to move on. We got to come together. The media will cheer him. Who's going to impeach him? Democrat House? No way. Adam Schiff, Swalwell, Nadler, those people. They'll praise it. And if the Republicans had the House, who's going to do it? There might be a few, but you won't get a majority. So,
Let me ask you this. As you're laying all this stuff out, let me ask you this. Is there a way for this country to pull itself gradually back from the abyss it seems so fascinated with falling into? Or is this going to take some sort of violent action, in your opinion?
Well, part of the process, I think, is to inform. I think that's a big part of what Trump's been doing. I think the Lynn Woods, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani show is to not so much get judgments to overturn the election, but to inform, to make news. They're out there. They're doing the job that the media is not doing. If you or I say there's electoral fraud and we're on Twitter, we'll be censored. We'll have our account suspended. If you do it on Facebook, same thing. Do it on YouTube, same thing. So Rudy and Sidney and Lynn, they're out there making the case publicly. You got to change minds. You got to inform the people. Most people are asleep. Most people are clueless what's going on. So I think that's part of it, the public relations aspect. And what Trump is going to do, who knows? You know, as Sun Tzu says, you strike quickly and silently. You don't give warning to your enemy of what you're going to do.
Right.
That's not good warfare.
No, it isn't.
Trump's going to broadcast. You know, Barr is resigning. That's the news this afternoon, but not till the 23rd. Interesting choice of time. Why the 23rd? 24th is declared a national holiday. Just this year. Is something going to happen the 24th? Is Barr going to work up into the day the indictments drop, the arrests begin? I don't know.
Hang on for me right there. I got a couple of questions I want to ask you when we get back. Dr. Brian Judeff, yep. You can find his stuff at AmericanThinker.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. when the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and I'm joined this evening by Dr. Brian Junedep. He is a writer, and he's a physician and a writer at American Thinker Rasmussen Reports. How do you have a time to write all this? I mean, you're very prolific, and you're a practicing physician, too.
It comes easily to me. If I have a good idea, then
there you go.
It's not too hard. I feel strongly about what I'm writing about, so it's not hard for me.
Very, very easy. I see that every time I read your stuff. Let me ask you a question. And now, you were talking earlier about how America sleeps through most of this. I've long contended that most of America is apolitical at best. What is it going to take for everybody to sit up and take notice? I mean, going back to the original question about some sort of violent action, I would have thought that the COVID-19 and these blue cities burning themselves down all summer long, I would have thought that would have been a wake-up call myself.
Well, I think it was. I think Trump got a lot more inner city votes than he's being credited for. And that's the electoral fraud. And it would be interesting to know what the real numbers are in the inner cities. I think they'd be quite surprising. But we don't know that because of electoral irregularities, shall we say.
Right.
But this is called the first world problem, where people in America live quite well. Even the poor in America would be in the upper class in most African countries, a lot of Asian countries. The so-called poor in this country, most have a car, microwave oven, heating and air conditioning, running water, cable TV, smartphone.
Back tattoo.
Yeah. You know, this is... We live in luxury, and people don't care. Politics is confusing. They don't learn about it in school. Part of the problem is being taught civics. Nobody learns civics in school. You look at these men on the street. Jesse Waters does them sometime. Other people do them. You know, they'll go out and just ask people randomly, you know, what was the American Revolution about? Or who fought who in the Civil War? Or who was the president during the Civil War? Stuff that's, you know, not that difficult. Not like, you know, name every Supreme Court justice or the, you know, the House Whip. These are basic questions that people don't know. They have no idea. Ask them who the Prime Minister of England is. They don't know. People are surprisingly ignorant, and that's a big part of the problem, because they don't have to be informed. They can be fine watching Dancing with the Stars and The Bachelor and Big Brother and all the nonsense on television. And they don't have to care about these things, because they've got their job, or they've got their welfare check, or food stamps, their benefits, their health insurance. You know, life may not be grand, but their basic needs are covered. What would it take? Probably something like a war, true hardship.
A local war? A war in our streets?
Well, yeah. I mean, a real war, world war. You look at the World War I, World War II generations and how quickly they grew up. And that's a war will do that to you, do that to a country. I don't want it to come to that, because there's going to be a lot of death and destruction as a result. But that's one of the things that wakes people up. The other thing is exposing crime and corruption of unimaginable magnitude. And I think that's Trump's approach. I think he's hoping to expose the foreign influence, the corruption, the people that tried to overturn an election twice now. Who's on the take? Who's in China's pocket? If you can expose all that, that might wake people up.
But if you can get them to believe it.
He's got a lot of forces against him.
Well,
there are a lot of Republicans that are benefiting from all of this.
Right. Well, I mean, I know Trey Gowdy, and when I don't think he ever wrote a bill. I don't think he advanced the bill. Nothing he ever did became a law, and he quit after 10 years. And he was one of the ones that was in place when they were starting the impeachment talk of Trump. And yet, he was one of the guys they put on TV all the time. He was a media darling and all these other things. And he did nothing. He said nothing in defense of the president. And, there's certain people, I can't remember who called him out on that, but he was just sitting there sort of like dumbfounded. The last time I interviewed him was when Obama was president, and I was asking him about something he wanted to do in regards to gun control, and he just told me, well, he can't. And I was like, well, no, if he does it, what are you going to do about it? Don't tell me he can't. I know he can't. That doesn't keep him from doing it. Correct. So, I mean, I don't know if that's... I've long contended that any politician out there is only as good as his staff, as far as what they know and what they talk about and where they go, because it's an enormous amount of information, and yet you can research it and find out about it. It's not like they can't make that undertaking.
That's exactly right. If you and I can figure this stuff out, they can. I don't care if they have a staff, 75 or 90 people. They can figure these things out. Yeah, Trey Gowdy talked a good game. He'd talk or wax eloquently on Fox News, but when it came down to get his hands dirty, nope, he wasn't anywhere to be seen. You know, again, like these great generals that they're good at bureaucracy and climbing the ladder and marching in the parades, but you wouldn't want to be in a foxhole with them.
Oh, no, those guys are just a bunch of... I got no use for them, Doctor. I really don't. I don't have very much use for them at all.
A handful of strong members of Congress, the Jim Jordan and Ratcliffe, DeSantis when he was in Congress, and Elise Stefanik from New York. There are some. Louis Gohmert, Bo Brooks. You've got some that talk and are eloquent and actually are doing something and are pushing. But very few. You know, when the Texas filed this lawsuit, it took a long time to get any Republicans to sign on to it. And even by the time the court ruled, only about two-thirds of Republicans were on board with it.
Yeah.
What happened to the other third?
You know
if it was the reverse and it was Democrats doing it. 100% of them, they'd be in lockstep.
Botox Nancy would be out there with a ball bat ushering them through the turnstiles, wouldn't you?
They mobilize their troops, and when it comes time to unify it, they're good at it. I don't agree with them, but their tactics are good.
Well,
their leaders can herd the cats, whether it's Pelosi or Schumer or Harry Reid or whoever. When it's time, they do it.
Yep. Well, before we run out of time, let me just ask you this. If I were to call you back and invite you back on, could I get you back on another time?
Absolutely. This is fun.
Yeah. Dr. Brian June Depth, you can find his work at American Thinker. His archive of work just there alone reminds me of Dean Weingarten at Ammo Land. I mean, very prolific. He's hitting all, you know, some of my COVID talking points have come straight out of his text. Simply because of his approach on that one, and at the same time, his approach towards politics sort of parallels mine. You might want to think about seeing a psychiatrist, doctor. I don't know if you're thinking like me, but anyway, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Yeah, my pleasure. I've enjoyed it, and I'd be happy to be on with you again.
It will be a done deal. And if I don't talk to you before then, Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas to you, and hope 2021 is better than 2020.
I can only hope as well. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.